Lord Jesus, all praise and honor and glory to you, Lord. Thank you for what you're doing on behalf of our prayers. Please continue to help us to pray, moved by the Spirit. Amen. Well, our dwellers, this is just a little addendum to the last video. I wanted you to know that I had a bunch of details for you that I was going to publish about who's been arrested and what's going on. But the Lord doesn't want me to be publishing that. So I had to edit the video. But I can tell you this much, a lot of high-profile people are going to Gitmo, and the charges are very, very serious. They're going to end up with a hanging or the firing squad. Please pray for these people. Their only hope at this point is repentance. A lot of seats in the Senate and the House are going to be vacant. Please pray for them to repent. Once upon a time, they were little children. The environment they were raised in, their little minds were bent in a certain way. And now they're reaping the life that they've sown. And we need to pray for them that they'll at least be saved. If you want to get more details, there's a few places. April Lejeune, apparently Sean Hannity has a show on tonight that is supposed to be very revealing. Hal Turner is another one, and Tom Hennigan is another one. I just can't indulge in that. It's not our charism. It's not what the Lord has called us to do. I wish I could tell you how incredibly powerful your prayers have been. You can kind of guess 3 plane loads of people going to Gitmo. There's a lot of arrest going on and a lot is being disclosed and there's a whole lot more that has to go on. So I want you to know that your prayers are very, very powerful and they are having an effect. And that's the reason why I put this other video up. But in the meantime, the Lord wants me more in heaven than on earth. And to be really God honest with you, I am so tired of the filth. It's nasty. Knowing what I do know is just enough to pray. And if you want any information, please go to those sites because I can't give it to you. Just know that your prayers are making an impact. But it's going to be a long haul because there is a lot of subversion and deep state people in the government. And it gets deeper and deeper. You go to one layer and you end up with a whole bunch more garbage. And like the Lord said earlier, it's draining the Great Lakes, not draining a swamp. So it's huge. And it's going to require our prayers for the long term. But there are going to be wonderful things happening because of our prayers. And I just wanted to make a note to you that as far as I know at this point, the Lord has asked us before to get gold, which we did, and he has told us that it's safe to leave our money in the bank, so what little we have or whatever we have, we're still in the bank, and we're not to worry about that he's got it covered. But apparently there was a very important reason why he wanted us to get gold, so hang on to that if you can. I know one thing that we feel called to do is to help those who are fighting against the sex trafficking and are making safe houses. So we're going to be supporting them with the extra money that comes in. What we don't need for operating expenses, we'll be giving to them to protect these people they're taking off the streets and give them a new life, have a safe house, teach them a new trade and get them on their feet. And that's going to be what we're going to use the gold for when a profit comes in. It's going to go straight to that. We don't hoard money. We don't keep money. We don't save money. We go from day to day according to what the Lord wants. And this is his focus for the coming year. So I'm sure that there's a very good reason why he asked us to get gold. And I would encourage you, if you do make a profit, not to get gold hungry or money hungry, but give it back to him. For his cause, be faithful to give with whatever you have, because he's not calling us to be rich and fat have our big fat larder and nobody else has anything. He's calling us to share, but especially to look after the very poor and the very exploited and the tragically ruined lives of people who've been in the sex trafficking business, that they can have a new life. So keep that in mind as things go along. The Lord bless you and keep you and pray for us. We love you so much.